Hi from the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Welcome to the Eggman Radio Addiction. And now stepping up to the microphone, the living radio legend, the Eggman, Ron James.
Welcome, 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 Eggman Radio Addiction Program. I am your host, the living radio legend, the Eggman, Ronnie James. Hello. Man, oh man, we got a lot to talk about here today, I'm telling you. And, you know, I knew when I started this show today that I was going to have issues with the audio and stuff. And here I am. But it's live radio, and we are going to, we're going to plow through it, baby. All right? We're going to plow right through. Bring it on. This show is me, the Eggman's twisted satirical look at today's local, national, and world hot topics. News, music, and entertainment all thrown in there, too. The Eggman Ronnie James is a legendary, this is what they say about me out there, okay? I'm a legendary radio broadcaster. I mean, as far as radio is concerned, I'd say more of an internet radio legend. If you go back, I think 1994 was my first live internet broadcast. Not 100% sure of that, somewhere around there. And an internet radio pioneer, man, oh man. He has owned and operated and programmed on many radio stations and owned and operated one of the first live internet radio stations in the world. Oh, they say back in 1992. Okay. We'll go with that. And the email, of course, is radioaddiction@mail.com. No, it is not Gmail. It is just mail.com. People screw it up all the time, but that's okay. Hey, man, I've been sending you an email. And I'm like, well, you know, are you sending it to mail.com or Gmail? I know it's confusing, but I like it. And that's where I'm at. And that's where it is. And that's the damn email address. And that's, it is what it is, okay? So, yeah, show number 414. Now, I had a show, I think, 414 in the can, and it never made it to the air. I got so crazy busy and insane. But that's okay. Let's take a look at what's going on here. Am I missing something? I feel like I'm missing something here. It's like I'm just not doing something here, but that's fine. Oh, yeah. What's going on? Yeah, where we are. We are live from the Hedgecock Framing Studio, downtown Art and Framing Studio. Framing and Art. I forget which one goes first. Live from the Hedgecock Framing Art Studio. I don't even think the art is in the actual name. But it is Richard Hedgecock is the owner. Just become one of my nicest friends. Sweetest man ever. And that's where we're broadcasting from today. We don't always broadcast from here, but we're broadcasting from the Hedgecock Art and Framing Studio today, downtown Kernersville, North Carolina, in the Triad, the Piedmont Triad of North Carolina, United States of America, somewhere on the planet. That's it. It's on the planet. What do you want from me? It's, if you narrow it down. You look on Google Maps, that's what happens. You start off with the planet. You hit the button, narrows in a little bit. You hit the button again, narrows in a little bit. Next thing you know, here you are. The Hedgecock Art and Framing Studio. In the luxury suite here, high above the, in the second floor above the art studio. Seemed to be a bunch of stuff going on too. So it's just rumored. It's just rumored as of now. But nothing, I can't report anything solid yet. Tesla accelerates their new car, I think, is what I saw here before the page blinked off at the absolute worst timing ever. Dirty Pecker had Trump's back. There's a guy named Pecker that's testifying in the Trump trial. So, yeah, I mean, to give you some perspective, I guess I should tell you the date, you know, these shows. I was listening, and, you know, I do the number thing to 414, 413. And that's for internet purposes. It's like if you put the date on there, then people, oh, well, he only doesn't do a show every day, or he does do a show every day, or once a week, or whatever. And I don't really have any rhyme or reason to how many shows I do and when I do them. It's called being retired. It's called doing what the F you want, okay? And if you don't like it, tough sugar cookies. Okay, was that good enough for you? Is that clean enough for the Bible Belt here in North Carolina? Tough sugar cookies. Okay, April 24th, 2024. Okay, just for you date people. And you never know. This thing could be heard in the Ethernet. They could be hearing this on Mars in a million years. You know, they find digital recordings of radio shows, and they figure out how to listen to them someday, and they're all looking at each other like, what the hell? So, yeah, what happened to that Elon Musk story? Yeah, Tesla accelerates rollout of new EVs as profit plunges. I mean, we can dissect that, man, because right off the bat, that has left-wing leanings, right? And you can always count on... That's what Rush Limbaugh used to do. He absolutely would just have the... You'd see it in the background when you were watching him on video, you know, when he was doing video shows. Drudge Report would be up, and he wouldn't have any articles up. He just had the front page up, and that's all he needed because he's, much like myself, a well-organized and educated and knowledgeable and investigative reporter like me. No, I'm not any of those things. Rush Limbaugh definitely was. Would you like to spend some send some notifications? No, what the F is on my screen, man? So one thing about the Drudge Report too, man, it is so polluted with bull S. It's so polluted with bull S that just crap, and all these websites are the news sites. There's very few good old fashioned, like the Drudge Report was originally when it came out. It had some banner ads, you know, and everything was legitimate, sort of. And even Drudge himself, Matt Drudge himself, was not such a left leaning fairy tale. Was that politically correct? Fairy tale? I don't think so anymore. You can't say that, can you? So Elon Musk gives Wall Street what it wants, but more pain can be around the corner. I mean, you get what they're doing, right? Anytime you see anything about Elon Musk coming from the left side of the media, which is almost all the media, excluding three or four networks that lean conservative, and some attempting to be somewhat neutral out there, but it's pretty weak. But the left-wing media, and that's, like I said, when I say left-wing media, left-wing militant media, I mean all three of the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and SEX. Oh, SEX? No, that's not one. And also all the, 98% of the cable networks, 98% of the things you see on the YouTube, 98% of what you see on the internet. We get back from the break, we'll get into this a little more about Elon Musk and what this article means and what the person writing this article is trying to show you, what kind of a slanted piece of he is, right? We'll be back. RadioAddiction@mail.com. RadioAddiction@mail.com. Don't touch it. Get back on the radio.
Magazine selected Corona Cigar Company as the best of the web, and Cigar Aficionado Magazine described Corona Cigar Company as the largest best stock cigar shops in America. Here's the founder of Corona Cigar Company, Jeff Borsowitz.
We created Corona Cigar Company's retail stores and cigar bars so you and your friends could relax and enjoy the ultimate cigar experience. And we've created our website so you can shop online as well. It's easy to remember, coronacigar.com. We feature thousands of name brand cigars and accessories at discount prices. Check out our exclusive line of cigars, including Avo Lounge, CAOS Caparate, Cielo, Florida Cielo, Cost Cutter Bundles, Ranchero, and Corona Nicaraguan cigars, just to name a few. And your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Be sure and join our email list for the latest cigar deals and event info. It's the best spam on the web. So save time and money and visit coronacigar.com.
Tesla chief executive Elon Musk has given investors what they wanted, with promises of a more affordable vehicle coming soon. But those promises may lead to more pain for investors. While reporting a disappointing first quarter on Tuesday with a 9% drop in revenue, Tesla also said it would be producing a more affordable vehicle ahead of its previously anticipated time frame, with a launch possibly late this year or early in 2025. Earlier this month, Tesla stock fell after Reuters report, which Musk denied that Tesla had killed plans for its lower-cost Model 2, which had been expected to price at $25,000. You're tickling me. I wonder if the lower price model is going to have automatic driving. Because I'm in for that. I'm totally in for that, especially for the wife. Oh, Lord. Man, oh, man, what that would do to free me up in life. How many men out there drive their women around? I mean, it's just a lot of women don't like to drive or not the best drivers, and they've kind of given in to that. And a lot of husbands don't want their women driving. It's dangerous. You don't even want them out there on the streets, on the roads today by themselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so much crazy, crazy sugar cookie stuff going on. What do I replace the S word with on this show? Because I'm trying to clean it up for for commercial reasons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's only for advertisers. It really is. And it's also for my creativity. I don't want to become an F-bomb dropper, you know? I want to save it. Save it for rainy, pissed-off days. Really rainy, pissed-off days, you know? Or just something, you know? Just become a better speaker without using some of the greatest comedians. Greatest comedians never, ever drop the F-bomb or really any curse words at all. But that's going back. I make myself look so old. I can't help it because I am old. So that lowest cost Tesla today is the Model 3 at a starting price of $40,000, $39,000. So, like I said, does the $25,000 model have a computer in it? Says that that could lead also to a potential manufacturing year of hell, similar to what the company experienced when it was under pressure to make the Model 3 Tesla. Said Tuesday that by using its current manufacturing process, it would enable growth of over 50% compared with 2023. But this is just BS stuff. I mean, it's numbers. It's important, but not to me. I'd say the most important thing is what they're trying to say here is that Tesla's struggling and anything, you know, they're always trying to make Elon Musk look bad. It's just as simple as that. He's right in there with Trump now. And it's just so funny because, I mean, here's the guy who has invented the solar car practically and put them on the market. And these crying, screaming weirdos out there don't see the forest through the trees, even for the Elon Musk issue. And it kind of ties into the Palestinian pro-Palestinian idiots out there. I have one stat for them that you never see any news guy. I saw Lawrence Jones this morning on Fox News talking about this. And, you know, he asked the girls that were out there demonstrating questions, but his responses were fairly lame. The question was pretty good, but when they said, oh, no, that's not true, he was very weak about, and not to discredit him. He's a hell of a broadcaster. He got a very, very lucky break. He knows it. And he's trying his ass off. And he really tries to be efficient. For a black guy to break into the news media at Fox News and be one of the main people on the morning show now on the, what is it? Good Morning Fox, Wake Up Fox, Christians for Fox, Jesus Loves Fox News. I don't know. What's that show called? But it's Fox and Friends. Yeah. Oh, Fox and Friends. I could think of a better name. Something Friends. F Friends? I wouldn't go very well with the Christian chick on there. What's her name? Man, when she starts doing the Jesus thing on Fox News, I'm like, oh, God. Jesus. Oh. It's just too much, man. Whether you're Christian or not, okay? I mean, it's like if you are Christian, you should be embarrassed about somebody who's, you know, getting out there. And it's going to, a more narrow audience than they used to be. I think you could cut out that completely from Fox News and you wouldn't get too many complaints if they stopped promoting their own personal religions. and Christianity. Because I don't know who anybody else, I don't know anybody else there who I know what their religion is, unless it's like a rabbi or something. I mean, that's a little bit obvious. But, you know, it's like, come on with that. Come on with that. I don't care what you are. Keep it to yourself. I know. I'm seeing it already, okay? I'm getting a text message that, see, I opened up the can of worms again. I do this on Facebook, too, the same topic. What I'm saying is that, okay, I know, okay, they're saying, look, proselytizing is part of the Christian religion. It's expected of us by God. I'm like, are you a robot, really? Is your brain locked? I mean, okay, but God has told people to do a lot of things, and we refrain from it, okay? God tells some people in their religion to kill Americans every single day, as many as they can. We don't espouse to that over here, you know, and if they do get out there and talk about it, they're usually tracked down and killed themselves, hopefully. I mean, you think about it. So be careful with that. And they could eliminate that completely. I would say, what the hell was I even talking about? Oh, it's one of those great drifting shows where I just, I drift. I do that all the time. That's what the show's about. You don't like it? Yeah. RadioAddiction@mail.com. RadioAddiction@mail.com. Hit me up with an email. Tell me I'm an asshole. I'm not supposed to say bad words anymore. Jesus. Oh, I'm going to hell.
November 1802. John Jameson found himself stranded in the unforgiving forest of Carna, with an injured horse, a cart of his famous whiskey, and a pack of wolves even less forgiving than the aforementioned forest. Smoke billowed from the beast's nostrils as they closed in. Jameson was reluctant, but with his whiskey threatened, he had no choice. He took his dagger and plunged it right into a Kilkenny apple, using the slices to train that pack of wolves into a world-class dog sled team. The whiskey was saved, his horse recovered nicely, and Jameson even made it home in time for a lamb dinner.
Where have you been? Your dinner's cold.
But just as he feared, his wife saw the wolves and insisted they keep them. Old Jameson could be seen walking those wolves around Dublin for the rest of his days. Even though she'd promised they'd be her responsibility. Today's adventure brought to you by Jameson Irish Whiskey. Taste above all else. Taste responsibly. 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by the John Jameson Import Company. Purchased New York.
Welcome back. Eggman Radio Addiction Program. I am your host, your very own living radio legend, Ronnie James, and we're discussing some of today's topics. The show is only 30 minutes long, okay? Somebody say, get on with it. It's a 30-minute show, dude. What do you mean, get on with it? It's fast-paced, man. Well, I'm not fast-paced. The imaging of the show is, all the little breaks and everything is all fast-paced, but I'm not fast-paced, man. Anyways, here we go. Some people might argue that. So now another thing on Elon about his battle with the French. Do we have time to even get into that? I don't think so. It's Australia. I'm sorry. Elon's ugly battle with Australia. Nah, I'm not even going to go over there and look at that. National Guard to protect Jews. But yeah, and this ties in.
Definitely.
I think some of these same people that are out there protesting, and this is opinion, strictly this is the opinion part of the program. This is an editorial from the Eggman, Ronnie James. Here's one of these websites. It's BS. Ugh. Give you an ad for the Washington Times. Yeah, it's BS. Total BS. I hate that crap. You have to actually do show prep to avoid that. You have to go and copy and paste the stuff out of the page and make it, put it into a notepad and make a script. That would be the professional thing to do. Not on this show, though. I do that sometimes. And the shows go better, but, you know, what the F are you going to do? Is that okay to say, what the F? I wonder if the FCC would even be okay with if you said, what the F on the air. I guess it's okay. What the F? That could be a good for a radio station identifier. Say there was like a radio station and a WFBA or just a whatever, WFBC. They could say, what the FBC radio? And get away with it, maybe. Do-do-do-do. Okay, yeah, this is crap. I don't think I'm going to get to this page. All that was just stalling, by the way. That's called radio stalling, what I just did. And when you're only a 30-minute show, you shouldn't really do that much radio stalling. I say it all the time. This is just my show is just a place mark for a really good show someday. I just wanted to hold my place here, and when I finally start doing good shows. Okay, we're not getting anywhere there. That's not working. That's not working. So we're just going to wing it, baby. But the Israeli thing, I can do this without even looking at a script. Palestine, Israel, the kids that are protesting in the streets, the colleges being involved in it. And it comes down to, and I agree with this one thing, it's where the money's coming from, but it's not just that, okay? It's where did the stupidity come from? Where did the stupidity come from? It's not the money, it's the stupidity, okay? Not where the money's coming from. That's a part of it. But there's enough stupid people out there to take that money and go out there and do that. And that's a lot of them, okay, at that age. What you're showing is how stupid and naive you are. That's it. I would love to see them be asked, what do you think would happen to you if you were dropped off in a Hamas camp? If they helicoptered you into a Hamas training area or just a, you know, any place where the place is dominated by Hamas, which is all of Palestine, not just the military. 70% of the people in Palestine voted for Hamas. Okay, so there's 70% of the people that agree with that government. Or I'm sure a percentage of those people just don't know what they're doing because they don't probably get any news. They don't have a radio or a TV. I don't know what the percentages of that is in Palestine. How many people have access to media, internet, TV, radio? How many people don't? I'll bet it's some crazy number that's a lot higher than the United States, though, right? Yeah, you know it is. So it's just, man, oh, man. But, yeah, I don't understand this at all, you know, and it's like I don't. There's a part of it I just don't understand, and it's like when I hear the reporters asking the questions, and I'm wondering, where are these kids every night? Why aren't they bringing them on the shows? Why doesn't Jesse Waters have actual protesters and bring them in? Find someone that can debate the issue. Don't just bring in any dum-dum. Well, you might want to bring in one just to show how dumb they are, but just for the comedy factor. But find one of these kids that understands the issues that have been going on for how many years, the historical, complicated history of Palestine and Israel. Okay? It is unbelievable. And most of it is based on stupidity, okay? The whole thing. It's all about my religion's better than your religion. You took my property. You know, God said we should live here. See, and that's where I do have some sympathy for countries that just want to exist in their own little world and do their own little religion. I mean, you know, as long as they're not bothering anybody. See, and that's where Hamas, you know, kind of loses out. Their whole thing is about bothering people. Not only bothering them, but blowing them the hell up. Chopping their heads off, raping them, whatever. They're nasty people, man, Hamas. We'll be back. Eggman Radio Addiction Program.
I am Conor McGregor. multiple weight MMA champion. I'm a fighter and I've been through many battles in the octagon. Many consider my fights in the octagon heroic, but the real life heroes are those men and women who fight to protect us every day. The real life fighters, the real life heroes, are the firefighters and police officers. These first responders are true heroes, because these brave men and women put themselves in the line of danger every single day protecting us all. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation ensures that first responders from fire, EMS and police departments who are killed in the line of duty with young children have a home without the burden of a mortgage. They are my heroes. They need our help today. I'd like to ask you to join me in donating $11 a month to support their efforts. Your $11 a month honors and supports our first responders. Please call now at 1-844-BRAVEST or visit tunneltotowers.org.
According to the team's findings, people in their mid-60s, my team, my news team here, okay, all right. According to the team here, I like it when they say that on the radio, people in their mid-60s believe old age begins around 75. Okay, now that's what this is about, okay, that there's findings that old age begins at 75. The study conducted by a team of researchers from Germany, and that's a flaw in it right there, and I'm just kidding, and the United States, and published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging, analyzed data from over 14,000 people from between 1911 and 1974 who participated in the ongoing German, this is long, drawn out, winded. They were asked a simple question. At what age would describe the age of being old? Who's old? What age is old? According to the team's findings, people in their 60s believe old age begins around 75. So that makes sense. That makes total sense. Old age starts around 75. Here I am, 65. So it's kind of good, but not good. It's like, okay, well, I got 10 more years. It's like, but the other side of it is, I only got 10 more years. My life is over. Yeah. I don't take that approach, but I can see how people would fall into that. People scared of dying, people scared of old age, you know. I think a lot of that would mean that you haven't lived. You really haven't lived, you know. It's like that part of it. I feel like I've lived, definitely. I've effed up, but I've lived, you know. Lost some time, but I've lived, and we all have that. We all have time. We'd like to go back and say, you know, if I could just clip out that 10 years, my life would have been pretty goddamn good. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's tidy it up here. We'll be doing shows more regularly, I promise. Appreciate the listenership out there on all the internet channels and everybody over at Hedgecock Art and Framing Studio. Remember, you spend most of your time inside your own head. Make sure it's a nice place to be. Eggman over and out.
That wraps up another Eggman Radio Addiction. See ya.